It was a decade ago that scientists warned us things in the North Pacific had changed dramatically. The temperature of the water had warmed to the point it dramatically impacted nutrients, and that meant sea life would also be impacted. And the phenomenon was named...
The blob.
The blob.
The blob.
Blob.
The giant blob.
The blob.
Is back.
It almost worries me that I'm not in more of a state of agitation about this, just because these are becoming more frequent, and when they're happening, they're more severe.
Zoology professor Christopher Harley tells Global News the blob has been in the picture now for the last several months.
You know, it's sort of a 1 in 10 chance that it would be this warm if you just looked at all the temperatures.
Oh, it's too hot.
So it's unusual enough to qualify as what's called a marine heat wave.
It's an unusual event that's now happening with regularity. Temperatures in the North Pacific have climbed over 4 degrees this year, creating a record-setting high.
What a mess we made.
The North Pacific Ocean is hot right now, hotter than it should be.
To understand what's so bad about blob, climate data scientist Dr. Paige Hole tells us what happens when the ocean temperature is just right.
The colder your surface water is in the ocean, the more efficiently it will mix with water at depth. And that's a good thing if you want nutrients. So most of the northeastern Pacific can support some seriously vibrant food chains. Why? Because that phytoplankton and zooplankton is getting a lot of nutrients. That cold water sustains a very vibrant food web.
Increase the water temperature just 4 degrees.
That water becomes stratified, meaning the surface is not going to mix as efficiently with the nutrient-rich water below. Your food web is going to get less and less productive.
Our region experienced a blob a decade ago, which lasted for a couple of years and covered most of the northeastern Pacific Ocean.
We're worried about things like glass sponge reefs, which can only handle another degree of warming before they become pretty unhappy. A lot of the impacts on kelp may have happened already, but won't show up until next spring when you'd expect a lush recruitment of kelp.
One thing to keep in mind, warmer ocean water does impact sea life, but it also impacts temperatures here on land.
It was shown that, for example, that the warming of the atmosphere blowing onshore from that blob did tend to warm the Pacific Northwest during that period.
Researcher Bill Merrifield says that means more rain, which might bring good news for skiers.
It's usually a pretty good bet that La Nina means, longer snow season versus, for example, El Nino winter.
Our team of scientists says that's really the only good takeaway when the blob reemerges, a phenomenon that's now happening, in their opinion, way too often.
I hate to say it, it's the new normal, and I'm starting to get used to it.
Brian Calvert, Northwest News Radio.